Good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Talk on the Block. It's a Wednesday. Welcome. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. We're gonna start off right away here. Dominique, I had a very interesting experience there. Of course, we're having an open line, but just on a talking point. We've spoken about that before. I met many people this morning. Every other person that I meet wants to stop me and have a conversation. You know what the conversation is they want to have with me? I mean, I can't always find the time. But I said this is the first thing I'm going to report there on the radio.
So much bills to pay.
People complain about bills. People not seeing their way. I know it's Christmas and we need some money in our pocket. The bus driver stopped me all the time. Those from the Grand Bay bus stop, the other bus stops. How can we get some money circulating in the country? Things are tight. I know we have been concentrating on the airport development.
House rent to pay. Doctor bill to pay. Gas bill to pay.
And talking about that, I have some news to share with you about the airport that I just found out. I'll share with you in the morning. You want to stay tuned for that, huh? I know some of you just don't want to wait, but wait until tomorrow. Bills, we're talking about bills. Everyday issues, people are struggling. Bus drivers not making money, everything tight, tourists not coming in. Where are we gonna find the money to spin things around? We can't pretend that everything is okay. Especially in the light of this COVID-19, things are tight. So every other person that I met there on the streets complaining about, man, things are tight. Things are tight. To pay.
Bills, every day.
I can't pay.
Water bill to pay. Grocery bill to pay. Light bill to pay.
They're struggling mothers, single mothers.
So much bills to pay.
Can't meet their rent, can't meet their water bills, can't meet their electrical bills. Things are tight.
Doctor bill.
Let's go to the telephone. I know we'll get crazy with phone calls this afternoon. Issues of the day. Things are not happening as it should. I know we're talking airport, but that will not become a reality if we see the international airport not under 5 years. So things has to happen. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Are you there? Yes.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. You sound stressed. What happened to you?
So, Matt, back, I'm over. Matt, things are bad. Matt, as a taxi man point of view, and also / bus driver, Matt, things are bad. And, Matt, what is hurting me the most, the nation station, which is DBS Radio, said about 6 weeks ago that the World Bank gave the government $5 million to help people in the tourism sector. And up to now, Matt, nothing for us, Matt. Matt, we're not getting nothing. Matt, things are bad. Matt, you're running the road after gas, $60, $80. You have to be a loan of $1,200 a month.
Wow.
Matt, you have your light bill, your water bill, your internet. You have children. You have house to put. You have to put food in your house. That's what, Matt, things are just bad. Matt, back, I move it, Matt, girl. So, Matt, I believe I'm moving. Let me get to part one in English.
Yes, tell me. Wait.
I cannot believe somebody who called themselves a leader and they love the people of the country to be doing that to its people, Matt. Matt, that is unfair, Matt. And Matt, the same bus driver and taxi man, when election comes, is going to be caring supporters for the Labour Party, Matt. Matt, what we have done, Matt, what bus driver and taxi man have done to scare it, Matt. What we do scare it so on the Labour Party.
No, I just passed the on the Granby bus stop, and everybody seem worried about what's going on.
So, Matt, you have to be worried, Matt. But the month is coming, Jerry. Matt, win the third week of the month. You know how much money I have? $600. So if I have to pay a loan of $1,200, I have to pay Digicel $200 for internet. I have to pay light bill $120. I have to pay water $160. But, Matt, I cannot make ends meet. And what that killing me, Matt, the World Bank gave you money, Matt, to help the tourism sector. You put it as a loan in 8th Bank, and your supporters are the ones that are getting it. Starting on my friend, which is Jane Akis, the first one to get the $15,000 and the rest of the concubine. If you're not ready, you're dead in Dominica, true, Matt. No, I believe that, guys. So that is, Matt, that's not fear. Matt, that is not fear, Matt. We cannot give you money to help people who want to be playing politics with it. You know, the one set of people are not feeling it, Matt. All of us feeling the pressure.
So nothing in the tourist industry, Gustia? Nothing?
Matt, nothing. Matt, the man don't give us 10 cents, not 5 cents, not 1 cent. But the way I'm looking at it, them men have no respect for taxi men. Them men have no love for taxi men. Them men don't care about us. If we fail, it's better for them. That's what I'm seeing. I am very, very, very upset. I am very upset at all of the
I can tell you're very upset. I can tell you're very upset.
It's not a nice feeling, Matt. It's not a nice mind. Matt, can you believe you?
So, no tourist business at all?
Which story is that? They make us make a course, giving us certificate and telling us, come. Matt, see the wickedness of it. I did a course about a month ago. We did it in a conference room via internet.
Mm-hmm.
So the most expensive thing to get certified, the most expensive thing you have to pay is the mechanical report. Can you believe they tell us we have to pay the mechanical report and the sticker for $20, they're giving it to us for free? You find that making sense? But the mechanical report to wait for us and make us pay $20 for the sticker, that is just wickedness, Matt. Them and don't care about us. Like I said, oh Lord, who want to bring back my name for the Prime Minister? I don't care. Scary, don't like taxi man. Scary, don't like bus driver. He just don't like us.
But I heard you had some ambassadors recently representing the bus driver.
So Tumumu we have there. Tumumu, which ambassador? Tumumu, two sets that we have there. Shatian Shagai, Tumumu, ambassador what? Ambassador what? What representation they doing for us? What representation they doing for us? They have not been doing nothing. Yeah, they are my friends, you know. And I can say that Tumumu. Tumumu they put there for us. Mumu cannot talk. So is that they put there?
All right, caller. Thank you very much expressing his views there as it is. Wow. What's going on here in the country in Dominica? Thank you, Lang Sal. Out of Scott said, we call him. Seeing it as it is. One morning, Matt, things are afternoon, Matt. Things have gotten so bad, even COVID bills we have to pay. Somebody saying, let the supporters take it. Let the supporters take their blows. I'm there, Dominicans too. I mean, they feel the pinch as well, huh? I won't castigate them. Let's go back to the telephone. They're going crazy here. Hi, talk to me. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for playing my requested song for the leader of the opposition.
Yes.
Matt, do you agree with me that that is a bigger song than Buried Alive?
It is a bigger song. It's deeper. Yes.
Yes, it's deeper. Thank you, Matt. Matt, that is ignorance. When they say let the supporters take it. Matt, you know, We're all in it.
Yes.
Not the supporters alone. So whoever saying that, stop that ignorance. And Matt, I just listened to the bus driver. I must tell him it's not only bus drivers Kerry do like. That Kerry don't like Dominicans generally. Those who are supporting him, he makes sure he fixes them up so that they will continue to support him. And that is those that are in the higher bracket, you know. Matt, just missed this morning I met a lady. She's working at an institution.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has to leave. When she finishes, she has to leave to go in another village to work. And she telling me she doesn't even have money to pay her bus fare, you know.
I get it all the time. Please just give me $3 to pay my bus. Yes,
bus fare. Matt, is just extremely hard in this country. And I must remind the bus driver that Roosevelt Skerritt is the only leader in the world. And I said in the world that did not give his people something after some stimulus. Something to help them bring back their esteem.
And Americans are now asking for their second tranche, huh?
Yes, after, and what is in them, COVID-19.
Yep.
Take the steam from them, something to help them bring back the steam they lost because of a hurricane, of COVID-19. But he finds $60 million to give to foreigners who introduce that hotel in Portsmouth that doesn't have a guest. To a name brand, they say, a name brand chain of hotels. That's all they did, you know. Our 800 passport that pay for the hotel, you know, Matt. And each of them get $80 million each. And Zampoli was suing for another $21 million EC. What is the name? The Lebanese.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting pretty on us. Anthony Hayden. And whatever the team means, whatever the name is. And Dominican
Chris,
not
Chris,
getting
Chris,
anything.
Chris Timmons, yes.
Yes. Anthony Hayden and NH and Dominica Strong and all of them getting the job. And Stuart Parris, a Dominican, cannot get anything. The LeBlanc guy and Mackenzie cannot get anything to do, Matt. How could a young man like Skerritt be so wicked? He went into office. Everybody say, give that young man a chance. Give him a chance. And you get a chance and you believe it's you alone who deserve a chance. As a friend of mine told me, I never believe. Gary Ed would never give him to manage which church at his age because he would not be able to do the job. But we would not give him to manage the airport because he would not be able to do the job. They would not give him to be the administrator of the hospital at his age, but they find he can manage Dominica. And now see the results. Thank you very much, man.
All right, thank you very much. 118. Bills to pay. My friend in Switzerland says, Matt, please play the clip there of resignation. We have called for resignation of the Prime Minister. A little too long at this time, huh? Trying to get in, huh? 118, telephone calls like crazy. Hi, yes, uh-huh.
Yes, Matt.
Yes, hi.
Roosevelt Skerritt asked for $64,000 monthly to pay a house rent for he and his family to live in luxury. Roosevelt Skerritt getting over $12,000 a month. His wife getting maybe $8,000 a month. And some wicked Dominicans will tell you he working hard. He deserves to get $64,000 a month to pay a house rent when some people still living on the tarpaulin. Matt? Billions of dollars missing in the country, Roosevelt Skerritt cannot account for it. Who getting all the big jobs is Christy Means and Matt, where that man living? He living in Dominica. Christy Means and the other one. What are they calling him?
I'm trying to figure his name. Figure out his name. But I think Chris is in Dominica. Yes.
And the other one, the other Iranian, or yeah, he from the Arab man that have all the apartments building in Dominica. Is he living in Dominica, Matt? Do you know?
No, I don't know if he's living in Dominica. No, I don't. He comes and goes, huh?
How he coming and he going there and COVID in the place?
Well, figure it out.
Why, Matt, we're serious. Trouble in that country, you know, and some people tell you, Skerrit working hard for what? Skerrit just not doing what he's supposed to do in the country. Skerrit living high in luxury while poor people on the ground suffering, people living in misery. His own people have to be going up and down to a step to him to get a little payment, something for them to live
well,
by.
Let's not hit the labor rights too hard, eh? I mean, they are dumb.
Man, yeah. I'm not hitting labor rights. I say his own people.
Okay.
I tell you about labor rights. Don't put words in my mouth,
but,
please.
But his own people are who?
Man, his own people could
scary
be you.
Scary diet?
His own people could be you too. I don't know.
All right, thank you. Play this man and not being clever. 120.
Feels like a cancer, a money killer. No use come.
1:21 in the afternoon. This is the Talk on the Block. Hello, let's go. Take another phone call. Yes. Uh huh.
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon, fellow listeners. How you doing, man? Loving the music. Loving the.
Yes.
Let me just give a kudos out to the bus driver who called you earlier, and you know, I understand your frustration. I understand your pain. And numerous of them during the campaign, they were receiving $700, $800 for short hires. You know, it's unfortunate not all the bus drivers inherited from the Labour Party, but quite a few.
Well, you know, Jason, and maybe you can share that with me, because a lot of them complain. A lot of them have not been paid since election, you know. Are they still owe for bus drivers?
I can attest to that, because I mean, I too drive a bus now, but I don't drive. I wasn't driving back in the time of the election. But I can attest to how the buses and whoever is owing banks and stuff like that. But some of them are still receiving and have not received money for hires, actually, that they have gotten from the Labour Party. They're still owing them. That the party is trying to pay them on some type of, you know, a little bit there, a little bit there, 500 there, but. I just hope that in the future that it sends, and then they learn your lesson. In life, Matt, you have to learn from your mistakes. And your mistakes is you don't do nothing on credit anymore. And to the bus drivers, if any political party, I mean any political party, whether it's workers, whether it is the Labour Party, whether it is the Freedom Party, you know, they need to understand that they have a business running. And they need to get compensated, whether prior, maybe put a deposit down before you do a hire. Then you will get your money, you're sure and guaranteed of getting your money. Because some of them have loans, Matt. Some of them are owing the banks, and some of them have to deal with the 8th bank. And well, what about that 8th bank loan that the government had promised the bus drivers? I mean, what's going on with that? I'm not hearing nothing about the $15,000.
What you have to do, Jason, is try, because a lot of people are saying they've tried and they've not been successful. So go try yourself. Maybe you might be successful. Maybe.
You really think I'll be successful in that bank?
try, my brother. Try. 449-309-5969-7. Bills to pay. Nothing coming in, huh? Let's make the call short and sweet. Many phone calls coming in. Hello, talk to me, yes? Uh-huh.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, I hear you saying how things tight, everybody complaining. I listen to the bus driver, Matt. And let me tell you something. Dominicans know where the money's at. Blue hit it on the spot. Lennox Linton know where the money at. Dominicans, UWP supporters know where the money at. $2.6 billion missing, Matt. You know what $2.6 billion can do for Dominica in this time? Teachers will get their raise. Farmers will be okay. Taxi bus drivers will be okay. Matt, when Hector John come in parliament and was trying to draw attention to those those bus drivers. Roosevelt scared, laugh at him, and said, bus driver, bus driver. You remember that, Matt?
Yes.
Matt, that is why I will never support for me to be in the leave, as richer and come down Dominica and vote and leave Dominicans under that pressure, Matt. I'm not in the kitchen, I'm feeling the heat, but those that in the kitchen are feeling the heat, those that in Dominica, the farmers, the teacher, the police, the everybody feeling the heat. And they're busy talking about airport. Now they have to focus. For Roosevelt scary to build that airport, Dominicans have to demand he bring back that 2.8 or 2.6. How many billion dollars to help Dominica? You cannot have a foreign have all that kind of account, and he and Roosevelt scary alone know how the money spending, man. Dominica need to face reality and get up.
All right, we have a go.
Got to find a solution to this pollution.
Thank you for your call. They're taking more phone calls. Trying to make the call short and sweet, huh? Everybody needs a chance.
Got to find a solution to this pollution. Got to find a solution.
The poor man are feeling it.
The poor man are feeling it. Oh,
can't pay their bills.
The poor man are feeling it. Yeah.
Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you, mommy.
I don't know why Dominicans are crying about Scary. They know Scary don't love them. They know Scary want them to come and beg them. Why they crying? What for them to do? They're not doing it. They're just calling you mad. Tell them stop calling you, man, and do what they have to do.
Well, as I said, I met a few people in the town. Every other person stops me and say, "Mass,
got to be a solution.
It's a struggle.
Pollution. Yeah, gotta find a solution to this pollution. The crow weed, gotta find a solution to this pollution. Whoa, 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 whoa. Gotta find a solution to this pollution.
Just hearing some news there that football legend Diego Maradona has passed at the age of 60. Argentinian star was referred to as the hand of God. 1986.
Yeah.
News of his passing, huh? Just for those who are football fans. I'm sure a lot more information will come up on that. 127, hello, talk to me, yes?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Matt, if the prime minister's salary is 12,000, his wife as a minister, her salary is 8,000, Matt, Turkey.
Uh-huh.
And then the state still paying $64,000 for their house rent, Matt, Turkey. That is $84,000. One family siphoning from an economy like that, Matt, Turkey. One family. Some economy that goes to go nowhere. We go importing nothing, we're exporting nothing. And what if our people one day will wake up?
You're struggling, all right. 128, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Matt, I do have to know my name is,
yes.
The name you know we have,
uh-huh.
Right? Matt, I call in to say, I don't understand what's happening. I heard a few callers call and they hit the nail on the head. We need to talk about the money. And we need to talk about the stimulants. We need to talk about the COVID support. But if you listen to the election in the U.S., Matt, Biden was getting a lot of airplay from the media.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what Biden was saying, wear a mask. Wear a mask. Like, protect yourself, something in your interest.
Mm-hmm.
While Trump was saying, no problem, I am superior, I am above it. And the people answer to Biden. Matt, we have a man in Dominica, Lennox Linton. Today's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Chief. Matt Lennox have a nice video, a nice info from 1960s talking about international airport. Matt, I'm not hearing you playing that, and since this morning is used.
I have played the audio, yes. But you cannot see the video.
Matt, if you don't play the video, but play the audio.
I said I've played that. Maybe you didn't hear it the first time.
I am challenging you to play that thing 3 times for me, please, Matt. The audio about the amount of...
You heard when I played it?
Matt, I heard one time.
Okay, you want me to play it again?
I want the people to hear the same. Wear a mask. Protect yourself. Your interest. The money is our interest. And we're just leaving that and going past Roosevelt's Carriage. Leave Roosevelt's Carriage for a while. And let us go with Lennox Linda. He's our educator. He's the man that's telling us what is happening. Just as the man they call Mr. Fital. This guy talking to our people. Positive. Matt, let's hear the vibe. Talking, man. They're accountants, man. They're giving us information.
All right, my brother, thank you. Again, let's try to make the calls very short. Hello, talk to me. 1:30. Yes. Yes.
It's me again. I forgot to tell you something.
Tell me something. You're lucky to get in.
I'm a member of the Caribbean Taxi Organization. It's a group of taximen from Grenada, St. Lucia, Antigua, St. Kitts. So there's a group that I joined. When I was in St. Lucia, I ended up joining that group.
Right.
Each of them taximen got money during the COVID. Each of them, they got from the government. We are the only Caribbean island where taximen did not get nothing. So I just want the world to know that. The only island in the OECS, when you come to Grenada, St. Lucia, Barbados, St. Kitts, Antigua, St. Vincent, Dominica, is the only island where taximen did not get a black cent from this government. And that's a shame. It's a damn shame.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh, boy. Langsa, very expressive this afternoon there. We're going to play this one, and then we'll, of course, come back to talk to you in a minute. This is Q905. We'll do this and come back.
This Christmas, Shake to Win just got bigger. Now, when you purchase a Digicel Prime bundle and Shake to Win, you can choose your prize and share with someone you love. So, shake more and share more. Share more daily prizes and enjoy guaranteed shakes every Saturday. Plus, share a grand prize of $10,000 cash. Shake more and share more. Activate a Digicel Prime bundle in the My Digicel app and shake to win this Christmas.
I like your food, so don't find me rude. My favorite, I'm sure every man in here already eat it.
Where can you find the best parboiled rice on the island? And where can you find the best rice at the very best price on the island? At Isa Trading Limited, of course. Carmel Parboiled Long Grain Rice cooks perfect every time. And it is naturally gluten-free. Carmel Parboiled Rice will make your tastiest rice dishes even more delicious. Whether it is plain rice, rice and peas, pilau, fried rice, seasoned rice, or whatever fantastic rice dishes you create, Carmel Parboiled Long Grain Rice will make it great. Carmel Parboiled Rice makes cooking a pleasure. Available in 2-pound, 5-pound, and 20-pound size packets. Prices as low as $2.85 per packet at Isa Trading Limited Supermarket Bayfront and at Isa Trading Limited Distribution Center at the Kenfield Industrial Site. Carmel Parboiled Long Grain Rice. Get yours today.
Some like it hot, some like it cold. I like your food, so don't find me rude. My favorite, I sure every man in here already.
All right, hello on the telephone. It's 1:33, yes? Uh-huh.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon.
I'm from Dominica. I live in St. Croix.
Okay.
I'm from Laplain.
Laplain.
I want to tell the bus drivers and them. I was a bus driver. Block the road and get 2 people to represent them or free and block this road for Monday. The Prime Minister must go down on his knees and come together with the people so that they can have a conversation to get that problem settled. Talking will not help them. They have to show him because he's a hard man like a rock, and the bus drivers can be hard like a rock.
You think that would be the answer?
Of course, because he's a coward. Once they're going to pass a bill, you remember when they said that they had the stones to fire at the when they had that bill to pass
at Parliament, yes.
At Parliament, when they had this toll, and he got down on his knees. All we have to do is block the road for a week. You cannot pay your bus already. So if you take the time and all bus drivers block the road, he must come to a conclusion. And talk to him, he must agree to what you are saying. Nobody can go to work. Thank you.
I've heard that suggestion before. But a lot of the bus drivers actually back down when they send people around the least promising and promising and promising. And nothing comes to reality. Hello, talk to me. 135, yes.
Matt,
yeah.
You know, Dominicans not serious.
They're not serious.
They're cowards. Because if you, they're saying they have bus drivers that carry people since election and they have not been paid.
Uh-huh.
Matt, if they call an election tomorrow, these same people coming back and carry again.
So
you're funny, huh?
So you're not feeling sorry for them then?
Sorry for what?
again, we, you know, they are among us. They're Dominicans too. They suffer. Why do we have to give them all the blows?
Matt, let me talk.
I'm here. I'm conversing with you. I'm not preventing you from talking. Lucille, take it easy. Don't get pressure. Go ahead.
Something they had in a shop before, a picture.
Huh?
I sold on credit, a man that gets poor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's
see.
All I'm saying.
I see that in many shops growing up. Hello, talk to me on the telephone 136.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, when the Haitians wanted some attention of their for their plight, what did they do?
Well, they came together.
What Dominican deposits have asked to do? Huh?
Yes, but you're making sense.
All right then, cool.
All right, thank you very much. Will they come together? Sometimes they send the acolytes to take the names of the bus drivers, they put them on the list and make promises never fulfilled. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
This is inside Tech, Matt.
Hello, Tech to me 137. Hi, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, good day.
Uh huh.
Matt, I'm listening to all what's happening there.
Yes.
And it's just. You, the guy who called and said about blocking the roads. In all these institutions, whether bus driver, whatever, you just have too much division. Because during the whole COVID thing, when the talk about stimulus package was going on, you remember you had a guy from Mahu, it was?
Uh-huh.
In the Bus Driver Association.
Right.
They had the ball in their court. They didn't do anything. Look at how many months later.
You have great memory, man.
No, besides great memory, Matt, the events, if you're following the events, it is just there. It's just etched on your mind. You've seen what the people are going through. And what you had there was a division because that guy was still talking about they have to talk to the Prime Minister or they meet the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister gave maybe some kind of promise. Nothing materialized because look here, you know, bus drivers bawling. But my brother, the whole country is at a standstill financially. This government has never created the enabling environment. All they are is just self-serving. And if people don't understand that by now, I don't know when they're going to get it again. The only thing we have not tried is come out en masse, you know. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people. And shut down, stop work, stop everything. And you must buckle those guys. They will buckle. There's no way you can have 300, 400 police going and make 6,000, 8,000, 10,000 people run. When you see that number, the police have to think twice. Because you know it's going to get chaotic. And we have not tried that. Why are we not trying that? Matt, Mamo, come and put, not come and put, you know, said that she was going to put up on license. We block roads. Scary, come and put a tax on the license and people doing nothing. So what happened? Why from Mamo we could pull the skips and block bridges and block everywhere and not allow Mamo and her tax or her road levy to come into effect, but you allow Roosevelt's Carrot levy to go into effect and you're driving on the worst roads ever. Some of them resurface, but there's no new roads that are built anywhere. So drivers, bus drivers, everybody just accepting what's happening and ready to do nothing. We must gather together in numbers and shut down this place, show up in our thousands. There's no way the police can chase thousands of people. They are only in a couple hundreds. Have a good day.
All right, good afternoon to you. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Many phone calls.
Atoufi, point lunette moi à sous table là-bas moi. Fais vite s'il plaît, moi pressé.
Ça l'aime Mac. Mac a way.
Eh bien, il s'en m'a crédit ou pas qu'à bien. Ouais, mille lunettes là, même côté à moi d'où là.
Là, il y a toutes les. Et moi, t'es qu'à way?
Ça veut dire, ou besoin aller au petit femme vitement avant yeux vin plus mauvais.
Dis-moi, Mac. Pis pas jodi moi ni problème épisé moi.
Eh bien, c'est Optifam qui ni plimé docteur Zé en pays. A pas dit ça, Optifam j'a tiré en chai l'argent à sous frame linette. Et qui ni plus belle frame linette qui en style.
Tout ça? Eh bien, moi qui check pressure moi avant. Et qu'après, n'ai Optifam.
Non, à tout fi. Allez là même. Puisque yo ka check pressure zé ou, examine zé ou pour licence chauffeur, check pour pisa dou, et yo ka jik manager maladie zé glaucoma et puis cataracte.
Bon, qui compte Optifam yé?
Optifam à sous 23 Great Marlborough Street, 2. Queens, Anwozo. Téléphone 440-8486. Eh bien, 285-8676.
Bon Dieu, merci oui pour Optifam. Yo se limo yon pour occupation zio.
Treat yourself, your family, or a loved one to a comprehensive eye examination at Optifam Eye Center to check for 2020 vision in the year 2020. Also inquire about or telemedicine services, filling of external eyeglasses prescriptions, and specials on eyewear.
Also opened is A-Medic Urgent Care and Telemedicine Center, offering specialized and general healthcare. Call 612-1328 or come in for your appointment. You could also visit our new location at Casapora Bay Street, Portsmouth.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch!
Roger!
Engines ready!
Yay, ready!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Kids, breakfast is ready!
Ooh, launch postponed!
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, love, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together. It's okay to talk about how you feel inside. Shows the strength you have in you to make it all alright. Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, look, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together.
This message is brought to you by the Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Development Bank.
It's a Creole Christmas sales event at Auto Trade. Our brand new 2020 Suzuki Vitaras are now available at our lowest monthly installment, starting at just $825. Includes $400 grocery vouchers, Tintin, and more. Ignite your spirit of adventure. Take advantage of this deal and drive off in the Caribbean's number one SUV. Visit the dealership or call 613-2496 for more information or to schedule a test drive. Sale on through December 31 or while stocks last. At Auto Trade, it's not just a car, it's a relationship.
All right, let's go back to the telephone. Hello, it's 1:43 in the afternoon, 17 to the hour of 2. Hi, talk to me, yes?
Matt, can you tell me what go wrong with Trevor Johnson?
I don't know. I haven't been speaking with Trevor in a little while. I can find out, but he's okay from what I gather. Why?
Because you used to talk often, now we have nothing.
Well, I don't know what is wrong with him. He hasn't told me. So if you want me to contact Trevor, give me a call and we'll talk. Okay, hello. Somebody seems to be worried about you. Hi.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Flashback.
Yes,
you know, Matt, it has been said that Dominicans... memory is not all that good. But, Matt, I just want to rewind. About a year ago, Matt, can you remember how Dominica was like a year ago? We had all the talk was cool out. Everybody was just before the election, weeks before the election. International artists were coming. There were mega shows and billboards and people were coming in. Money was flowing, cool out all over the place. And everybody was so joyous. 1 year later, Matt, people are bawling, everybody's worried. I myself, in the years since I have been back in Dominica, this is the worst period that I am going through, you know, in the years since I've been back here.
And you're serious?
Well, I am still here, but it's not through the efforts of the government. I would say it's by the grace of God.
Okay.
Yes, so it's by the grace of the Creator, because maybe it was through them, I probably wouldn't be there still. So, Matt, I want to say, you know, I heard the plaid of the bus driver, but, you know, that just goes right across the board. The bus drivers and the tradesmen, the local, the homes and everything. It's right across the board, Matt. Matt, you remember when the COVID thing started? I floated something. I threw something out there to see if it would, you know, I would get anybody who would take it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Matt, I was suggesting that those big passport sellers we have in this country with offices, Matt, if you go on the government website, on their own website, you will see the names of all these guys and their offices all over the world. These guys could easily have come together and float, you know, about $20 million, $25 million. And that could, you know, spread around the country by way of a stimulation, a bit of a stimulus package, like, you know, most of the islands in the region got. But these guys are sitting there with all that money, and everybody is just so selfish. They're in the seat of power, and they have the money holding on to. Matt, nobody can convince me that Dominica is broke. Nobody. I believe the country has a lot of money, Matt. They're just using it the way they want, not really how the people want, but the way they and the people close to them want. But there is money, and I don't know, well, you know, maybe Christmas is coming up when they hear the pledge of the plight of the poor people. Maybe they might decide to give something for Christmas. So let us wait and see. Maybe the stimulus might come for the Christmas. So we're waiting, Matt.
All right. Well, wait, my brother, wait. 146. Somebody is saying something to me here. I wanted to read to you. Where's that note? Man, I think a plan to block the roads is a bad idea. Everybody should just stay at home and don't move. Don't move. If you do if you like block the roads, it might turn out to be like Salisbury, somebody's indicating. So just stay home and do nothing. Don't move. Hello, talk to me, 146. Hi, yes.
Be it may what it be, something should be done. We cannot have Anthony Hayden, I get his name, living in luxury, a Iranian, living on all our passport money in Dominica. We have his contraband living high and mighty in Dominica. And we have so many people balling and struggling to make ends meet in Dominica. We have to get down to the bottom of it. Mervyn, I agree with you. I think sometimes we have to talk, because if we don't talk sometimes, people wouldn't know what the hell going on in the country. But I think sometimes we're talking too much, and like me, so maybe something should damn well be done on the ground. Right about now, because I'm sick, I'm tired, and I'm fed up with that BS.
All right, somebody might say maybe it's a bad time, COVID-19, 147. Hello, talk to me. People say these are different things. Hello.
Land.
Yeah, I'm here.
Matt, listen, you know what? No fed up our diaspora. Matt, we are tired, we are frustrated in the diaspora. Hearing day in, day out, Dominicans lamenting. Oh, they are hungry, they haven't got money, things are bad. The government are doing what it's doing, they need a stimulus package. Matt, in any country, Matt, you see after the December 19 elections, the 6th, Matt, in any country, let me tell you something, the whole country will be in flames. Believe me, you. Because we know the election was stolen, and the government know the election was stolen, and they did everything to stay there. And Matt, in any other country, the country would be burning or no. One more thing, Matt. In France, we cannot compare France to Dominica, but I'll tell you why we can. Because you have Martinique and you have Guadeloupe as denominations of France. Matt, in France, if the government passed a law and the French people is not in comfort with the law that was passed, Matt, they strike. They strike for weeks and days. If the government doesn't subside, Matt, they continue until months. Have you heard about the Gilets Jaunes in France?
Mm-hmm, I heard that.
Matt, when they strike, let me tell you something. French people, when they strike, and they don't joke. The government is messing about, they strike. Matt, you don't get a train, you don't get a plane, you don't go to work. Policemen don't work, security guards don't work, Matt, everything is on a standstill. And people are just there crying, oh, the government, Matt, he's not good. He's been failing you all, you take him out. Matt, and this should be a coordinated effort from Granby to Portsmouth to Tukari, everywhere should be blocked. Nobody should go to work. You need to get rid of this government and you get rid of them and stop talking. And that's all.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Black Stalin says, better days, better days. Blex Darling. I always have to mix it with a little relevant music. A better day's coming.
If you sing the same song, I might go insane. Because it's just all the same thing I hear it. That's how it have a better, better day coming.
Someone is asking, Coppola, they're not hearing you on burning issues. Have you gotten a cooler out? Just a question there from a listener. So, Coppola, maybe talk to us about it. Clear the air, huh? All right, let's go back to the telephone here. It's 449-3095-96 and 97. 150, yes.
Good afternoon, Matt. How do you do?
I'm doing okay. Hey, my brother, Pompey.
Yeah, yeah.
I recognize the voice.
Okay, cool. Mervyn mentioned about the time of Mamo, but let me tell you the difference between Mamo, who was a prime minister, and this somewhat escamote called the... whatever it is. The thing is, Mamo knew it's the people's country and she was working for us. But this man believes the country is his and we are working for him. And that's the big difference. And if you don't get this man from there, then we're in serious, serious trouble. Even hit, he will be five times far better than us.
You really believe that, huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. This man is for the country and only for himself. Have a good afternoon, bro.
Have a good afternoon to you, my brother there from La Pointe. Pompey, good afternoon to you. Let's take another phone call. Yes. Yes?
It's the Pelty.
How are you, sir?
Good. I would like to remind the folks who are calling the different governments in the Caribbean islands gave their people money. That is a fact.
Yes.
And the fact is that money came from the IMF and Dominica government got money from that same source. So ask your prime minister, or let them ask their prime minister, what did he do with the $17 million that was given by the IMF as a stimulus to the people of Dominica? He got that money.
All right, I'm hoping that they will ask the question. Now, this big one for 2020, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Sugar. Things really tight with me. Me child belly empty. You know the deal with NEP. Could you make it a 50? But where the Ross is this? Come out there with your foolishness. Is you who want it so? To ask me nothing to borrow. You used to chant 5 more years, oh so proudly. Come take your 5 more years of misery. You eat your bad rep promises like whole grain.
I do complain.
Now when you call in not answering again.
I do complain.
Used to jump up for him all in the rain.
I do complain.
Start to realize it was all in vain.
I do complain.
You used to say better red than dead. Now your backside catching lead. Like you want to go insane.
Somebody's saying block the road with a dumper. But the dumper has an owner, right?
Woman, take it like a woman. Take it, take it, take it, take it.
let's see what Fafa has to say this afternoon there. Let's go back to that voice note there in the afternoon. All right, let's see if we can get to Fafa at this time.
Matt, call me ignorant if you want. During campaign, they all are getting super A. I tell her to check buses, to take them to wherever we go. You know what the buses say? Workers money lashan, no baga shy moon. And some of them had to come down to Point Michel and meet me. Get a bus for them, and that bus had to bring them up. Okay? So right now they're crying. Call me ignorant if you want.
All right. Go ahead.
No complain when I was in need of you. No complain, no complain. You never come and carry workers people out. No complain, no complain. So whenever I would ask on you to carry workers people out to the parishes, you what you used to say, workers, panila Jean, makasha yemun.
All right, Fafa, 10 calypso only on this afternoon there. My visually impaired friend and Kane Phil, good afternoon to you.
Neighbor, neighbor, you know election's just over. Can I get
somebody says, man, the free house have them 2D.
Sugar.
They become dotish.
Things really tight with me. Me child belly empty. You know the deal with NEP. Could you make it a 50? But where the Ross is this? Come out there with your foolishness.
Things are tight, huh?
My boy, good afternoon. The bus driver from Maho said that he's watching the Prime Minister in his eyes and he see it. It coming, I tell you. I watch him in his eyes and I see it coming.
Mr. Cooper, you remember that, huh?
Used to jump up for him all in
the... I looked at him in his eyes and it's coming.
Start to realize it was all in vain. To say better red than dead. Now your backside catching lead. Like you want to go insane. Don't complain. Don't complain.
The nursing aides complain as well, huh? The nurses aid.
Don't complain. Ruba, ruba.
Everybody seems to be complaining. Hello. 1:57, we have to wrap it up in a while. Yes, good morning.
Matt, please say good afternoon.
Hey, Cooper. You answered your call, man, Cooper.
No, the fact of the matter, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work.
And a brother of mine called me, and then a very good friend, Michael Timothy, called me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what is the issue, because when I am at work at my office, at my desk, Matt.
Let me repeat what somebody said there. We are not hearing from Coppel on burning issues on the radio except deaf announcements and he being a funeral director. Did he get a cool out? Who shot him up? that's a statement. Are you there, Coppel?
If the person don't know me right now, never know.
Yeah, all right.
I have a lot of principle. I stand for. I have a lot of values. I stand for what is right and what is just. And I am not singing for my supper. I have not any cool out. More than, as I said to you, my task is not an easy task, Matthew.
I know.
I'm a director at Lyndhurst.
Yes.
You know, on Tuesdays and on Thursdays are post-mortem days. You know, I have to represent Lyndhurst at the mortuary at the Princess Margaret Hospital. You know, I have to meet every family who comes to do business with the funeral home. And you know, a lot of funerals. In fact, sometimes we're having 2-3 funerals a day.
Wow.
And I have to ensure the funeral to put the mechanism in place to go forward. So it's a lot of work. Now, sometimes I don't hear your program for weeks, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to say Coppel has received any
cool out
or anything, okay?
All right, Coppel.
As I rightly say, if you don't know me by now, you will never know me. Thank you.
I respect that. 1:59 is the afternoon time. We have to move to Digicel in a minute there. Hello, talk to me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My lady, the bus driver said, the way that the Prime Minister talked to him, he trusts him. He trusts him. If you could trust a man like that, what he come up with? Did they get the money? Did they get the stimulus package? So by now, you that bus drivers and all, they should know. That's one man you cannot trust from day one. Excuse me.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, just by way of information, I said that this afternoon there, Maradona, they call him the football giant, died at 60. Huh? Dominica, we've got to go to dig yourself. We'll be back tomorrow morning, right here on the Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. For the afternoon time, I want you to have a great afternoon. So football legend Maradona dies at 60. We'll come back to that subject in a few days. Time now for the Digicel Hour. Good afternoon.